News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
So much going on around the country this weekend. Loads of people are going to be out watching the Euros, watching the Wimbledon, watching the semi-finals in the All-Ireland and all of that. And loads of gigs as well. How can we avoid hangovers? Because people do obviously sometimes drink at these events and we know all that. And the whole feeling, not just of hangovers, but of hangxiety, the fear that comes with them. For more on this, I'm joined now by Laura Dowling, known as the Fabulous Pharmacist. Good morning to you, Laura. Hangxiety is real.
Oh, it very much is. Yes, absolutely. And lots of people will be feeling it at some stage over the weekend, probably if they overindulge in alcohol. So I suppose we're here to try and ease their minds a little bit and tell them how they can make themselves feel a little bit better. Isn't that right?
Now, obviously, blah, blah, blah. People shouldn't drink too much. People shouldn't drink as much as they do and all that. But that's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to focus on trying to help people who should wake up tomorrow morning or Monday morning or Sunday morning feeling ropey. What can they do?
Well, the first thing they can do is the fear is usually far worse than what actually happened. Usually you're fearing, you know, what you did, what you said.
Yes. Oh, what did I say to so-and-so and all that business?
Yes, I know. And with the advent of, you know, smartphones and that, we can be sending pictures and texts to people that we would never otherwise do. So I think it's important just to, I suppose you need to take a few deep breaths and realise it's probably not as bad as you thought. But, you know, we all know alcohol is a depressant. It affects our sleep and our sleep quality. So we're waking up and we're not as refreshed as we would be anyway. And it also depletes neurotransmitters in our brain. So that's why it's affecting our anxiety levels in the first instance. So I suppose the best thing that people can do is to go a bit easier on themselves, be a bit kinder to themselves. Get out into the fresh air is really, really important.
So fresh air. Don't fresh beat yourself air. Up about the night before because, you know, it's probably not.
Exactly. And surround yourself with people that you love, that you know, that you can maybe talk to about it, but that will just give you a few hugs and a bit of love as well. Talk about it with someone. But you can practice mindfulness as well. That's just deep breathing. Mindfulness sounds like something crazy, but it's just if you do nice a little bit of deep breathing as well, maybe a little bit of exercise if you can get out and go for a nice brisk walk.
Yeah.
It can make you feel better. And then
always
feed yourself good food. Feed yourself good food, like some complex carbohydrates, just to ease that feeling.
Yeah.
And you know yourself, food is a comfort anyway.
Completely.
So it can often make ourselves feel better with that.
Carbs and sugar actually do help because you do get a little bit of a hypoglycemia, a sugar dip the next morning. What about things like hydration? And I know the young people are all about the electrolytes. I see them going in and out to places like your own and buying electrolytes for this very purpose.
Yeah, electrolytes are good. You do become dehydrated after you've had a night on the booze. So you absolutely can go into the pharmacy and get some electrolytes, or you can have some Lucozade or, you know, some nice sugary drinks if you want, just to make yourself feel, just to get your sugar levels back up again. That can help too.
Okay.
Because you also wake up thirsty, don't you? So, but drinking plenty of fluids, water obviously is the best, but if you feel that you're that bit extra thirsty, some sugary drinks are fine as well.
Be kind, rest, but also take a bit of exercise. Carbs, sugar, fluids, electrolytes, and maybe, you know, learn a lesson for the next time a little bit. Is that the bottom line?
Do you know what? Absolutely. Maybe write a little note in your phone reminding yourself how bad you felt that day so that the next time you go out, you can take a look at that and go, oh, I remember how bad I felt.
No,
maybe I won't drink as much this time, you know?
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Laura. We do appreciate it. That is Laura Downing, the Fabulous Pharmacist, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.